was good.
Doing well, enjoying the conference.
We just got through listening to USC Credit Union President CEO Gary Devin in there. I am fired up after his talk. Oh my gosh, what did you think?
Oh, I thought he was amazing. I mean, he gave us so much to think about, and he's right on point. I think that the future of credit unions, we need to really look at the technology piece. You know, if we're not on, we don't want to be on the bleeding edge, but you need to be on the forefront as far as providing services remotely where the millennials, you know, are going to be interested in opening accounts with our credit unions. So I think that he made some great points. I'm going back some with a lot of takeaways. And that's what's so great about ECUC. You know, you get the opportunity to mingle with other CEOs, other board members. You know, the educational piece, there's such value. And, you know, we always come out every year with our board, and it's an opportunity to learn, to take some takeaways, and, you know, put an action plan together.
Indeed. Is there anything specific that you're looking for to learn here this year that you want to take away? Or is it just kind of like, hey, we're going to attend this, and we're going to take that and take it back and run with it?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, this was a great session for me because he brought up a number of points that as a industry we need to be really focused on. I mean, he had a picture of someone with their head in the sand. We got to make sure
that's not us.
Yeah. And if we want to sustain ourselves in this competitive market, we need to really be on the forefront of what the competition is doing and how can we compete.
As an education-based credit union, how do you fit in there? Because, I mean, you're dealing with teachers. You're dealing with a lot of folks. Your membership is on the cutting edge. My gosh, I'm going back to the 90s.
Yeah.
But they're on the cutting edge of technology, and they are out there. So you're going to have to, like, serve those folks where they live, basically.
Right. Exactly. So that's where your core processing system really is key. Because if you can't provide the services remotely and from your smartphone, you got issues. So we need to make sure that we can, you know, all of your applications can be retrieved from your smartphone. Yeah.
All right, wrap up question here for you, Laura. What do you see? How do you see 2017 wrapping up? And based on what you hear here, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, very optimistic. Yeah. We had a great year last year.
Yeah.
How do you see 2017 shaping up?
I think, you know, I tend to be more optimistic in the sense that I think that, you know what, we're, as an industry, we're becoming more aware of where we need to be in the future. So I feel in my own shop that, you know, the next 5 years, it's up to us to really put ourselves, make a footprint on the map, so to speak, and really grow our business. I think there's enough business for everybody. So I feel that, you know, if you plan and you execute, there's no reason for you to fail, right?
And coming to shows like this certainly helps out.
The networking. I mean, the networking with other successful progressive credit unions is there's so much value there.
Great message to end on. Lourdes, thank you so much. Well done.